Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, guys. My aunt's turning 65.
Your aunt has choices to make and options to take.
Have her call Old Surety at 800-272-5466.
No buttons to push. A real person will answer the phone.
Real people, real answers.
I'll have her call us.
Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs since 1932. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. So call 1-800-272-5466.
Keep crashing your thoughts in our country in your prayers.
It's one of the biggest sale events of the year for the folks at Superior Livestock. We're talking about their annual Labor Day event. This year, it's Labor Day 35, September 10th through the 12th, to be seen on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on Rural TV on the Dish Network as well. For details, you can call the folks at Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Their catalog deadline is Monday, August 25th. Video deadline, September 2nd. For details on Labor Day 35, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we take a quick look at our livestock futures to start off with this morning. Live cattle futures ended up on the positive side yesterday, but looks like our feeder cattle futures ended up turning to the south side yesterday.
That's correct, Dave, but we did see some mixed trading before that did happen at the close of the day. We was on both sides of unchanged before we did see those cattle closed positive and the feeders mostly negative. There was a lack of fresh news yesterday. Yes, we have been seeing lower cash this week. We also saw boxed beef yesterday down 14 cents on the choice. Selects were down 98, movement of 108 loads, the cattle kill 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 19 cents. Now, if you do a little comparison, looking where we are now compared to where we were when these record highs were made at the end of July, cash cattle has dropped over $10 to the downside. Live cattle futures have dropped between $13 and $14 lower. Feeders have dropped $11 to $13.50 lower. Choice box beef has been lower by almost $7, and selects have been down over $12.25. Now, this morning, we're looking at a little strength. October live cattle, 25 cents higher. October feeders up 62. And October lean hogs, a buck and a half higher.
We're going to take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a quick look at our grain futures at the close yesterday, grain futures were positive across the board.
Yes, they were. Now, we did see mixed trades yesterday with some early downside, but as Dave said, by the close of the session, we was positive across the board, wheat, corn, and soybeans. Our export sales were poor for the wheat yesterday, but neutral for corn and soybeans. The NOPA monthly soybean crush report will be released this morning at 11 o'clock, and we're looking for any type of near-term upside in our markets to be mainly short covering or bottom picking to lift these markets higher. Trading overnight has been mixed and in moderate volume. At the moment, we are finding upside with December KC wheat a nickel higher, December corn's up 3 1/4, November soybeans up 11 1/4, December cotton 17 points higher, September crude oil 15 cents higher, September dollar index down 11 cents, but September Dow Jones futures 43 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. Hope you have a great weekend and look forward to our visit again on Monday. And that will wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.